Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Huub. I'm an addict. Thank you. Hi, group. Good to see you all. Wow. So good to be here with all the people, all the clean addicts. How's possible? Rooms full of clean addicts. Unbelievable. Thank you, Teresa, for your story. Thank you so much for step one. That's good to be here. Congratulations on your 18 months. Good you're here. About step two. Yes. I'm Huub, I'm an addict. My clean date is the 1st of November 2005. So it means I'm 19 years clean at the moment. And that's a real miracle. It's a real miracle. Before I came into these rooms, I've been using for nearly 30 years. I started when I was 12, and I thought by starting to use that I found my higher power. When I found drugs, I thought I could let my life with drugs. I could control my emotions, I could control my fears, I could control my feelings. And I thought life would be so much better with using than without using. And I used that life for like 30 years. And after 30 years, when I was finally totally bankrupt on all levels in my life, I had no house left, I had no contact with my daughter for 3 years, didn't take care of her, I didn't see my parents for like 7 and 11 years for my father. I had no house, I had no job, I had a very bad health, and I was full of fear. Because every change in my life was for the worst. Everything that I tried, it was worse and worse and worse. And I asked my physician for the last time, could you please send me to a detox, please, for the fourth, fifth time that I had to go to the detox, and he sent me to a detox. And on the fifth day, a guy came in from NA to tell his story. On this free Saturday morning, he came in, sat down, and started telling his story. And I was listening to it, and it was my story. He told about the disease. I never heard of the disease. I always thought that my problem had to do with my using, it has to do with it, my surroundings, my upbringing. But he told me it's a disease, a mental and a physical disease. And he told me about it. But he also told me that he was 14 years clean already. And so I asked him, how is it possible that you can have this disease, this deadly, incurable disease, and you're already clean for 14 years? And he showed me to my first meeting, and I went to my first meeting. And there, from the first meeting on, things started to happen. I listened to the stories, and I heard things I did. I heard things of people who used like I used. And they were clean. And they were clean for a month, they were clean for a year, for 14 years. It was unbelievable. So for the first time in my life, I saw something that maybe could work for me also. And I stayed. I went to a lot of meetings. I asked the guy from the first meeting if he wanted to be my sponsor, because I heard I had to have a sponsor. He said, no, Huub, you better start fixing your surroundings, because you have a lot of problems. You don't have a house, you don't have money, you don't have an income, you don't have a job, you don't have contact with your family, you're very bad health. So first fix that. And I asked about the steps. No, do first this. So I was very happy that they didn't have to work the steps immediately. But they gave me a lot of help in the beginning. They helped me in my second meeting, they helped me with a job. I could make the coffee there for the next 6 months, start making coffee. And I went to meetings. I went to a lot of meetings, did a lot of service. And I was trying to fix things in my life. And this guy, I could call him. He said, if you have a problem, please call me. And I called him a few times a day. I have no job, I have no money. And he was getting a little bit tired of it. And he said, why don't you call me? Why don't you ask your higher power for some help? And I said, how do I do that? Now, when you go to bed tonight, you go on your knees, you fold your hands and ask whatever you think you need. And then you sit down for 10 minutes and wait for an answer. And if the answer is coming, then you call me and we have a look if it's a good answer. And so I start praying for the first time in my life. And I went on my knees and I said, God, please help me. Give me a job. The job came. Please, God, give me some money. Money came. Please, God, give me some nice house. Nice house came. Please, God, give me a girlfriend. Girlfriend came. Yeah. And everything on the outside was looking very good at that time. And I had a lot of... Yeah, I thought I could ask for anything at my higher power. But on the inside, I was still a big mess, a very big mess. I was full of fear, full of frustration, full of resentment. I was full of so many problems in the inside that at one moment, I was nearly a year clean. I had suicidal thoughts. I looked around me, I said, if this is my life, with so much fear and so much pain inside that I might as well end it. And I shared that in a meeting that I had suicidal thoughts. And the guy came up to me, he said, "Huub, suicidal thoughts. Why do you want to kill a person you don't even know?" I said, "Oh." And I said, why don't you first do the steps with the sponsor and see who you really are? And then, if you still want to kill that person, go ahead. But do the steps. And it was a good idea. And in that same meeting, a guy came up to me and he offered me to be my sponsor. It's Jeroen. He's now my sponsor for nearly 18 years. He's the best man in the world. And he helped me. And he showed me about the problem. He said, "Huub, you're doing your best to make the outside look better again. And it looks very good at the outside. You have some more flesh on your bones. Your teeth are doing well. You have some color in your face. You have some money in your pocket. You have a nice girlfriend. But when you were juicing, you didn't use to fix the outside. You used to fix the inside. And when you stop juicing, the inside is still a big mess. And it has nothing to do with your surroundings. It has to do with the way you look at your surroundings. And with your ego and with your disease, you always look at the neutral situation with fear and anger and frustration just to feel bad. But by working this program and look at the same situation through the eyes of a higher power, you can look at it with love and compassion and see that there's nothing wrong with it. It has nothing to do with your surroundings. It has to do with the way you look at it. And he helped me working the steps. And this second step came to believe that the power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. I'm telling you that the problem is that I am insane. That's my big problem. All the decisions I was making for 30 years were bringing me right back to problems, to frustration, to resentments. All the decisions I made, I need some help from the outside. And the first step, just mentioned, that the power is over my addiction and that my life is unmanageable. The unmanageability, that is not my problem. The problem is that I call it my life. Because the moment I call it my life, I want to manage it. But it is not my life. It's of God. It's always been of God. I don't have to manage it. Let it to God. I have to bury my pride, because otherwise my pride will bury me. I have to step down of the management position. I'm not the best manager of my life. I have to leave it to God. And that's the way how this program works. Stay down. Don't be the manager of this life. It is not my life. It is of God's. And by doing that, by working the steps to keep burying my pride, but every morning my ego will pop up. I have to work the steps every day on my knees, praying, meditation, to see that there is a life possible, clean, and there is recovery possible, not only clean, because I stayed clean for the first year, but there was no recovery. Recovery came when I started working the steps with a sponsor, and still work his best with a sponsor. And the simple formula of this whole program is, I can't help myself. But the moment I start helping other people, God will help me. God will not help to help myself. God will help me to help other people. And that's how this program works. So the moment I finished my steps with my sponsor, he forced me to get some sponsees, and a lot of sponsees came. A few are here in the room. It's good to see them. But that really helped me to find contact with the higher power. I never saw my God, but I could see where he has been over here. That's the power of this program. I found this power in here. I found the power with all the people I never met with. It's that they told me in the beginning, hey, there are no strangers, only people you haven't met yet, only friends you haven't met yet. And so does it feel here in this room. I went to a lot of meetings, I went to a lot of things, and my life was getting better. When I came in, I was the worst father of the world, I was the worst son I could imagine, I was the worst colleague, I was the worst neighbor in my thinking. But by working the steps and changing my perception on things, my perception of things, I could change the way I look at the world and could accept the world as it is. Because that was my biggest problem always. I was fighting reality. I was fighting reality. You can't win fighting reality. I fight it with fighting, with fleeing, with pleasing, with using. I couldn't win when I was fighting reality. But accepting reality as it is, from that acceptance, there will be some peace in my life. From that peace on, normal actions will come. And that's how I work my steps, doing the things, finding a good relationship with my parents before they died. They enjoyed a very good relationship the last few years with their life. I have a very good relationship with my daughter at the moment. and my granddaughter already from 13 years. I became father twice again in the recovery of a 16-year-old and 17-year-old. 17-year-old is a little bit trying to experiment with drugs and other things, but I can be there for him at the moment. I can tell him there is a solution, there is a possibility that he has the disease, but there is also a solution for his disease. And he knows a lot of people in my house. I invite a lot of people from the fellowship into my house. They were brought up with the 12 steps. And that's great to see that only doesn't work for me, but also for my surroundings, that I'm okay with it. And yeah, it's good to be here and to see the organization, how they created this. There must be a higher power helping us to make this possible. Like it's in the second tradition, the loving God, that's not only the God I was looking for in my step two, but also in the group. We need a higher power to control all this, because if we want to manage by ourselves, it will not work. We have to step down from their management position. We're all servants, and that's the way how this program works. So thank you very much for being here, and have a very good convention. Thanks.